I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Welcome back. You already know what it is. What is it, Johnny?
It's podcast time.
Okay.
What and number?
We'll take that intensity level up a little bit.
It's the number episode 20.
Yeah. The big 2-0. Yeah.
Okay, number 20. Here we go.
That was a little brutal of me. I said the number episode 20.
Podcast is dedicated to me and me only.
Yes. And we've been working on our intros, and we still haven't got it quite down. We tried something new, and Johnny didn't.
I didn't follow up with your energy.
And haven't introduced anyone.
Oh yeah. So,
so that was me.
I'm Trevor.
Yeah, I'm Trevor. I'm Johnny,
and I'm Marty. How's it going?
Let's do impressions of each other.
Okay. Yeah, this is Marty.
Oh, hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Johnny from
Ontario. It's Johnny.
You're both doing me.
We're all doing Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny, your
turn. I say you know a lot?
I don't think so.
So
suck it, Marty.
I don't think you even have a Canadian accent, to be honest.
Yeah, but everyone online says that.
I know.
I don't know it's where crazy. That comes from.
Yeah,
I think Batesy has a bigger Canadian accent than I do.
I don't know. What do the listeners think? Tell us who has the biggest Canadian accent.
I can't distinguish
in the
between the guys' accents other than probably Dave. Dave has like
when he gets talking,
he has a slight Chicago.
Only when he's on the phone with his mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma. What's up, Ma?
All right, we'll talk to you.
Okay, Ma. I'll talk to you later, Ma.
They sound like they run a deli.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get a cold cup combo here, Ma.
All right.
Ma, the pastrami, Ma.
Come on,
Mom, the meatloaf.
Okay, well, now that this intro has gone on too long.
That's another thing we do. We just carry it out. Way past overdue.
Are you guys gonna shave for Movember? Are we gonna do Movember? Should we do podcast Movember, start an account and like raise money and stuff?
It's funny you say that. I was actually thinking that. I was gonna do it with like the hockey guys though.
Okay, we could probably like, that would be probably better.
I think we should do that.
I shaved today, so you guys you got it.
Is it next week?
No, we gotta shave.
When does November start? Tuesday?
I think it
starts. Does October go to the 31st?
Does October like does
yeah,
November
that's Halloween?
Does no,
oh, yeah.
Does November start?
Come on, brain.
Does November start the day after October ends?
It sure does.
Okay.
Yeah, you got that. Okay, no, you nailed that one on the head. But
so that day would be the first.
The 7th.
So we got to shave this weekend, basically.
So Sunday, you're clean shaven.
I don't know if I'm gonna see. Like small stubble. I can't go clean shaven, dude.
Well, no, like I'll come but like take it down with the Phillips not, one blade kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm, gonna, I'm taking it down.
No free ads, but Phillips one blade.
Yeah, Phillips Sonicare.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I haven't seen you clean shaven in a
I
know, long time.
I haven't been clean shaven, I think, since sophomore year, probably. With like without a mustache and everything.
Yeah. You even look different when you just go down to the stubble.
I know.
Like you shave off a couple years.
You look good. Kind of look old with it a little bit. You're gonna kinda get a haircut?
Great. I don't know. It's so hard, man. Sports Clips always has like a freaking
They don't take a
full day wait list. You have to go on the wait list, and every time I've signed on at like 11, it's like 270 minute. Wait time. Yeah. I don't even know how many hours that is, but
well, when we called 60, a few days ago, it was a 4.5 hour wait.
Well, here's 18, my thought 24, on the my thought on it.
It goes by minutes, by the way.
Yeah. By the way,
Oh yeah, it's gonna be 237 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh okay. Well, yeah, they do you guys have magazines?
Like they do a good job there though. But what I would recommend, since you don't have class till one most days, why don't you just like get up in the morning and sign in, and then you know, wait until you're ready, and then you'll be ready
the
day before.
You see, the thing about getting up early.
No, they don't take appointments, Sean. You have to do it the day of.
What? Yeah, they don't take appointments. You got to get on the online wait list.
I don't like that.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, as long as you do.
Yeah. What I say goes. Anyways, so boys, we got to talk. Remember when I said the Buffalo Sabres shouldn't even be in the NHL?
Yeah, aren't they undefeated? Or no?
No, they're have but a good record. They're like four.
They're not bad.
They're like
right now.
5-1.
But you know who shouldn't be in the NHL? Is the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Yeah, dude. Oh my Leafs God. Nation is dude. On. Well, they're not that bad. They're 2-4.
But like, I was reading some tweets today saying fire Sheldon Keefe.
Really?
That's like that the go-to coach. Though. Yeah. It's just like when a team's in a slump, it's just fire the coach. Like I don't know.
I just
Toronto, like they were kind of buzzing last year.
Second in the Atlantic Division. Yeah.
Buffalo's in a playoff spot if the playoffs started 6 games in.
Yeah, that's good for them.
All right, good for them. They made me eat my words, but we'll see how it ends. I feel like they're not going to be able to keep this pace up. And hopefully Toronto gets himself out of this hole that they're in. Because,
well, you know what? Toronto usually starts off hot in the season, and then they just kind of choke at the end and either don't make playoffs. So maybe, yeah, exactly. That's what I was
guessing in disguise.
Yeah.
You think they're going to win the cup?
No.
Nope.
I honestly think Florida's going to win the cup. I forget who my prediction was, but I think Florida.
I don't think we did predictions to win the cup. I think we did playoff predictions.
Yeah, yeah, we did in a wild card.
Today, Junior.
Spit it out.
So, yeah, well, I guess we could pick who we liking for the cup now that they're 7-8, 6-7, 4-3, 2-1 game in.
It's way too early.
Florida.
It's too early, you think?
Yeah, it's way
Florida.
Too early.
Because I'm Island Boy.
You gotta go. Okay. You guys done?
One more. Island Boy. Okay, now we're done.
Is that out of your system?
You want one more?
I'm an Island Boy.
Okay, now it's done. Okay.
All right.
You want one?
Try it.
I'm an Island Boy.
There we go. It feels good, doesn't it?
It kind of does, actually. It's like cracking a smile. Yeah. It just makes you feel good. But
it's like the saying, what's the Folger saying? Like when you drink, it's like something
when you wake up, Folger's in your cup.
Yeah, the jingle.
Yeah, I wish we knew the first half.
Oh, it's the best part of waking up is Folger's in your cup.
That is a good jingle.
Even though like we're not huge Folgers guys, but
we're not big jingle guys.
Whoever got paid for that jingle definitely. They earn their paycheck. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're like Charlie Sheen and Tuna, and they just write jingles for a living.
Yeah.
Like
a living that would be, eh?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? It's like I wish like
and corn and wheat. It's the sweetest breakfast treat. It's maple-licious. That's from 2.5 Men.
Oh,
I used to watch the show. If you didn't know,
I did too. I just don't recall that one.
Oh.
Don't really recall that specific one.
That's a good show though.
That was a good show. I did like it.
I never watched it growing up. Really? Oh,
you guys didn't have like TVs or
anything? No, we didn't have TVs.
It was on almost every channel.
Yeah.
So. Didn't you see it?
You didn't have cable?
Nope.
Marty must have been fishing or something.
Yeah. Must have been playing outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, what were you going to say?
This is how badly sidetracked we get. Is like, I honestly don't know what I was getting.
It was something before.
We're going
to. Oh, it was something about it being too early for the NHL to.
Oh, yeah. No, I was thinking more like after the trade deadline. I know. Or is that too late? I know things get secure.
I mean, it's never too late to pick until, like, remember when, who was it last year that said they predicted the Stanley Cup winner, but they predicted it when there was only two teams left?
Braves, probably.
I don't know.
if I was a betting man.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
it would have been him.
Yeah, it's a little early, but there's a couple teams looking good. Like Marty said, Florida looks good. Yeah.
Florida's been looking good the last couple years, though.
Right now.
The Islanders look good.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Islanders guy. I just don't want
to. Boys.
I mean, if the Islanders PR crew had any brains in their head, they would have the Island boys out to the game on Long Island.
Oh.
And they would perform at.
They would go nuts, that arena.
I feel like they wouldn't. Yeah.
No, just cause, like, I'm sure everyone knows who they are.
Strictly Island boys.
Yeah.
You see
those guys are all tatted up with crazy, like, different hair. Colored hair. Like, you get those guys, like, getting the crowd going. Like, I don't know. I feel like it would do something.
Yeah. I feel like it'd bring electric in the air.
Yeah.
Electricity.
The electric factory.
Yeah. Anyways, how was your guys' weeks, even though I've been with you all week? You have a good week.
I bet
John?
It's the same as yours.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Similar.
So, you know, we've been doing the exact same thing. Yeah, we can't even ask each other that anymore.
I know. It's like,
because, like, we're literally together every second of every day. Other than when we
got to explain what we did.
Okay.
For the listeners.
For the people.
Yeah. Right. We're a people's podcast.
So, what last week? Monday, Tuesday.
Well, we worked out. We went to school.
We did a Saturday through Sunday, Monday through Sunday.
Oh. Yep. Mm-hmm. We played a game this weekend.
We did.
Yeah. First road trip, preseason game.
Preseason. But, yeah. And then we got our first official game on Saturday.
Saturday. Tune in.
October 30th.
Yeah. They're free to watch, so get on our website.
Get on the school's website, UWS website, and stream the game.
Stream it.
Stream. Are you thinking of jingles now?
Yeah. I just got jingles in my head.
That would be a sick career, though. I think I said that earlier, but
of jingles, how about when we were at Texas Roadhouse in the
That was hilarious.
The jokes we were making in there,
with
the set the background for us to have her.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure what we're talking about, but
when they were doing the line dance
on Sunday,
and it was just like all the servers,
So we went Sunday, we decided to go get some dinner, and we went to Texas Roadhouse, and We walked in, and obviously it's a popular restaurant, so there was a wait. So we decided to sit at the bar top and order food.
We didn't decide to sit at the bar top. That was our only choice of sitting.
It was that or waiting, so we decided to sit at the bar top anyway. and then what happened after that?
No, we were just eating, and then all of a sudden Boot Scoot and Boogie came on, and all the waitresses and waiters.
Servers, yeah.
They do the line dance in the middle of the restaurant, like right in like your little bubble. Like if you have like a personal space bubble, it's like right in your face. They're doing the line dance.
Yeah.
And we were just making jokes like, I need a refill. Can you quit dancing?
And then
they're like, so how would you like your steak cooked? I'll be right back.
The Boot Scoot.
And like it was hilarious just to look at like these people, like
trying not on to their make faces. Eye contact.
Yeah, like they're trying not to look at everyone, and they all look like just miserable as they're like, forced to clearly do this dance. Like,
yeah,
you know, I'm just like, oh man,
and is that a job requirement? Like, you have to perform the Boot Scoot and Boogie before you get hired there?
Literally, like, you have to like learn that dance, I guess, when you're hired there. And it was hilarious because on the back of their shirts that they are their uniforms, it just says, I love my job.
No, the service there was impeccable though.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
Dude, we were in and out in 40 minutes and it was packed. Yeah.
As soon as we sat down,
dinner rolls,
butter immediately. We obviously like,
what, we crushed 12 of those?
Yeah.
I think we got 3 baskets.
As soon as we were done the first basket, the second one was like just right in our face.
Yeah.
And then we got a blooming onion. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was
whatever
good,
dip that was
call.
With it.
Yeah,
it
was
unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. And then we got our salads, and then we got our meals.
Mm-hmm. What do we get? I got a pulled pork sandwich and french fries.
Me and Taver got a 16-ounce prime or ribeye steak, which was
medium rare.
Heavy.
Well done.
It was good.
Yeah, definitely.
Very
slowed
good.
Down
Remember when we wouldn't let Johnny go after him until he called it the outhouse? Because that's what the sign said. Like, I'm going to, no, you're not. What's it called? The bathroom. No.
And I didn't know what you guys, like, I wasn't getting it because I didn't turn around to see the sign outhouse, like, above it either.
Just go over to the outhouse.
The outhouse. No problem I've run into, like, probably two or three times since, like, living in the States is, I've asked people like where the washroom is.
Oh yeah, dude.
I like, so like washroom, I guess, is a Canadian thing.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah. Because
what do they say, restroom?
They say restroom or bathroom.
Yeah.
And yeah, I say washroom. So I've asked people, I was like, hi, like, do you know where the washroom is? And they're like, the what? I'm like, okay. Even if like that's like, not what you say.
They're like, no, we don't have showers here.
let's put two and two together. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
If you really want to throw him a curveball, you could ask him to go to the loo.
The loo how?
The loo. That's what they say in England.
I'm going to pee my trousers.
Pee my trousers. I need to find the loo. Yeah, so that was an exciting night. And,
Sunday night. Yeah.
Ever since Sunday then, I feel like everyone's been kind of busy with homework. Like, you've been doing homework.
I've been doing a lot of homework, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I've been buzzing.
You?
Yeah, not really.
Oh.
Well, you guys are seniors this year. You guys got it easy. Actually, except for you, Tav, you got science and shit.
Yeah.
I ran a 9-hour exam.
Oh, my Sunday. God.
I actually felt bad for you.
I was up here till like 11:30 at night.
Yeah. Like, is there any point in time during that exam where you just like don't want to do it anymore and are like willing to accept the zero?
No.
No.
Oh. Can't afford that.
Okay.
So the exams are worth a lot for that class, but like just like sitting there and like they give you a data figure and like you have to figure out what it means and then there's questions on it. That's the whole exam. But they're like 14 long answer questions. And thank God there's no time limit.
Oh yeah. You would have been
nine hours, right?
Yeah. So I mean.
And what did your prof say? She's like, if it was in class, it'd be three questions.
Yeah, well, because that if it's in class, it has a time limit, obviously.
But so. I just find it funny though that if it was in class it's three, but if it's online it's 14.
Yeah,
well, like that's like
make you work for it.
You know what I mean? Like you'd think it'd be like maybe like six or seven if it's online.
Yeah, but you get the opportunity to like look at your notes and stuff throughout the exam, which is nice, which you wouldn't get in class. So like, I feel like it's fair that way.
Hey,
but
I'm in your corner.
Yeah, thanks. Can I get some water? So what else we got? Hup Rod in here. Merch is dropping when?
We never know.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is coming soon.
November.
And if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel yet, make sure to go check that out on YouTube. That was funny vlog last week, I thought.
Yeah, we guys three and it? Four were like the funniest ones, I think.
Last week was the one from when we went to Minneapolis, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people tell us that we pick on Johnny a lot, but
what says that?
A lot of people have told me that. I don't think so. You should see what he does to us off camera. He picks on us a lot. Said Lawson only gets the
trying to keep up an image here.
And before he chirps us, he just makes sure there's no cameras around. He's like, oh, okay, good. Now it's time to go.
Yeah, it's all being smart.
Oh, man. Right. Okay, let's move into our premier segment de la jour. And for you English majors,
you anglophones,
that is the first segment of the day.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now, listen. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Yeah.
Which is
the things that hit different.
God, so many things hit different. What hits different
this week? I'm going to go with the rolls from Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah, those are bomb.
Because those were
actually on. This might be an unpopular opinion. I was not a huge fan of the cinnamon flavored butter.
What? That's the best part.
That is immensely unpopular opinion.
Yeah. You know what? Like, it kind of threw me off. It was too sweet for me. I felt yeah, I just felt it was too sweet. I don't know. I wasn't like, hey, don't get me wrong, I still liked it. I just wasn't the biggest fan of it. So sorry.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, your opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah, thanks for your opinion though. Marty, or actually, now that you've chimed in, always chiming in.
That's a little inside joke there.
That's, yeah. Marty said something to Frizz the other day. He's like, you're always chiming in with something, aren't you?
And then he does a hand motion.
He's like, does the hand talking. Meh, meh, meh. And then he went in his room.
Yeah, then he went back to his cave.
Yeah. Anyways, what hits different for you?
Sunday dinners with the boys.
Okay, sticking on the food theme. I like it.
Like, you know what? Like, you go out, yeah, you're biting the bullet, buying a meal, but you don't have to do dishes. You don't have to cook. You just go there, sit back, relax, have some good conversation, and hang out.
Yeah.
I thought that was nice, actually. I think we should, like, start a tradition of that, to be honest.
I like going out, and then, have you ever done it where you put your phones in the middle of the table, and then whoever touches their phone first, like, loses and has to, like, I don't know, buy an appetizer or something like that?
No, but we could start doing that.
Yeah. I would lose every time.
Yeah, Marty would be in the gutter.
Yeah.
Which we should start doing then, because then we get free apps.
True.
Me and you.
Yeah.
So
smart.
Yeah.
It's actually a good business plan.
Always thinking. Yeah.
Bad boy.
My hits different is... Oh, yeah, I thought of it. It is...
That's good.
I forgot it, then I remembered it. It is leftover cold pizza.
In the morning or like for lunch?
Like lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breakfast pizza?
Okay. I
could, yeah. Like, you know, lunch, what? Like cold a Sunday, like good. When we order pizza at night on Saturday night or something, and then coming down, not having breakfast or whatever, and then you just have leftover cold pizza. I like buffalo that. Chicken. It's just too good.
It just slaps.
Do you guys like crust on, like, the pizza crust?
Yeah.
I think people that don't eat the crust on their pizzas are psychos.
Yeah. It is a little weird.
I thought you didn't eat the
pizza. I didn't eat them on the deep dish.
Oh, that was the best part of the deep dish.
I don't know. I eat the crust all the time. It was just literally that one time on the deep dish. I just didn't eat it. I just couldn't. I don't know. It was too much for me. Sorry again.
Why? The crust is literally the thinnest part. How would that be too much?
Yeah, there's
The other part
there's
was
2 inches of 2 inches of cheese in these deep dish pizzas.
Those are a lot.
Yeah,
those
things, that'll just bung you right up.
Yeah, yeah. I was just, I don't know. That was the first time I really ever had that too. So,
interesting.
That was heavy for me.
Yeah,
heavy duty. Actually, I was gonna ask you guys a question.
Sure.
Go ahead, dude.
So, you know, just speaking of dinner and everything, what would you guys rather do? Go out for dinner or go out for breakfast?
Dinner.
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 Because you can make most breakfasts at home.
Yeah, but you know when you're waking up on a Sunday.
You can make most breakfasts at home.
Is that the pool?
Whoa.
The pool? Tongue. When relax.
When am I going to the pool?
Jesus. Well, it sounded like I was drowning just there.
I think the plural would be breakfasts.
Breakfast I?
I like breakfast I would be like the singular.
Like tense. Grandpa Si?
Yeah. Grandpa Silas?
Papa Si?
Papa?
Uncle Si?
Oh, Zio Si?
What's the plural?
No, I'm not done my drink yet. Jeez.
Is it weird that the singular and plural for French toast is French toast? Just think of that.
Jeez. That is a mind boggler.
You know, it's also a mind boggler that bi-weekly means twice a week and every other week. Think about that for a second.
Oh, I dead hard just then. Yeah, I saw your stare and half.
Bi-weekly, a week, but also every other week.
Yeah.
Like, which one is it? Like, when you say you get paid bi-weekly.
Every other week.
Well, that's like a given. You're not going to get paid twice a week.
I'd like to get paid twice a week.
I would love to get paid twice a week.
You get 28 bucks every 2 days.
Every other day.
But yeah, no, that's just like your classic conundrum.
Just going out on a whim here.
Yeah, well, like we're
a little whimsical.
We're big whim guys.
Yeah. We've adopted that word quite frequently in our vocabulary.
Yeah. But like, have you guys got into like watching the WWE lately?
What? I think you're the first person that's ever asked me that.
No, apparently the MWA is making a comeback.
The WWE.
Mm-hmm.
The EWW.
I don't get that. Like, do people not know it's fake?
It's not fake.
Okay, like, I get it. It's, yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, it's
like
not they fake.
don't, like, you're it's not organized. Like battling. Oh my God. You're not like battling to like win the fight.
Yes, you are.
The fight's already determined.
Yeah, no. Dude, because they have like certain moves that they gotta
do. No, it's not.
This is like arguing with a six-year-old.
No, the WWE like, is completely like,
go John real. Cena.
Yeah, who's your favorite wrestler?
I don't have one. I'm 24.
The Undertaker.
What do you mean? Yeah, mine's the freaking...
Who?
Randy the Orton. Guy? Randy Orton.
The flying guy?
Yeah, the Rey Mysterio. With the mask. So you guys seriously didn't get back into WWE lately? No,
I was into it when I was little.
Is that what you do when you come up here every night?
No.
You watch WWE highlights?
Yeah. They have a sick YouTube channel. Okay. That was awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
No WWE fans. So when you guys think, when you guys say like it's fake, like I don't get it.
Because it's scripted.
It's not scripted. Yes. It's predetermined.
Is that another word for scripted?
Yeah. But it's like an art.
Like it's pretty,
like I get it. Like you got to be athletic and all that. And like, tough. Yeah, like I'm sure like getting slammed on the
doesn't feel good. Does thing, it?
Like doesn't feel
you ever the been greatest. Slammed on a canvas? No,
no.
So don't knock until you've done it.
I hate this conversation right now.
Who do you think would win in a fight? Randy Orton or Johnny? I think Randy Orton would kick the crap out of Johnny.
I also think Randy Orton would kick the crap out of Johnny.
What about The Rock in his heyday? Versus four Johnnies, who would win? What do you? Okay, here's a legit question. I think I'd give him a run for his
money if there was four
would,
of me.
Would The Rock's tattoo beat Johnny in a fight? Yeah.
The Bull?
Yeah,
the Bull. It would run me over.
I think the Bull would beat you in a fight.
Yeah, I would just look at it and I'd be on the ground. Concussed.
Whoa.
Holy Rock.
Wow. Yeah, so that's kind of weird that you guys don't like that WWE.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I was just asking.
I've never heard you ever talk about the WWE.
I don't follow the WWE at all. Okay, that's what I thought. Just asking a random question. But if there's any WWE fans out there, we're all on the market to become fans. So send us your favorite wrestler.
Yeah. Please. Tell us why you think it's real.
You know what else really annoys me?
What?
When you go to the grocery store and you're doing self-checkout and then like the thing like doesn't work and then you have to like call the person to come over and like explain to you how
think
you...
you're stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And then like it shows the replay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of you trying to steal. It's like, no, I just have like a bundle of oranges and I type it in how many and I didn't put it on the scale properly.
It also blows my mind how like Walmart has a better instant replay than half like hockey teams do.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Another funny thing is how they have the people that check your receipts like after you walk right out of the self-checkout or whatever,
like
they're like greeter. You make eye contact with them as you're leaving with your cart after you get your receipt out of the thing. You like turn the corner and he's like they're like eyeing you up. He's like, yeah, come on over.
Yeah, he's got his highlighter ready.
That's the thing about going to like Costco. I don't know if you guys go to Costco back home with your parents, when you're walking out with the cart, the person at the exit door that just puts a line through your receipt and hands it back to you.
Yeah.
Like they don't check everything.
No.
They must be looking for like big items that you might not like.
Yeah. Like that was like if you got a 50 inch in your cart and they don't see that, I'm sure you're going to get flagged.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like they really go through them thoroughly.
No, they can't. Or else the line would be crazy.
Yeah.
You'd be in a line to get into the line.
That'd be an awesome.
Be a line
job.
To get out.
Yeah. Another add-on to this hit things that hit different segment is $1.50 hot dogs at Costco.
I hate hot dogs.
You never had one, have you, Johnny? They're too sweet for you.
There's a Costco a hot dog opening up.
There's a hot dog opening up.
Where's that hot dog gonna be?
Anyways, there's a Costco opening up around here.
Oh, have you guys ever like seen those hot dog guns that they have at sporting events where they launch hot dogs into the stands?
What?
You know, like a t-shirt cannon, but they put hot dogs in
I've
it?
I've seen those before.
They put hot dogs in it?
Yeah. Baseball games.
Really?
I forget what they call it.
I feel
it.
Like a baseball game's the only place you can really get away with that.
No, they do that at tennis games.
Really?
Yeah, they launch hot dogs.
Oh, and are they wrapped?
Yeah, they're wrapped. Okay. Like, one time, though, I saw them.
Imagine it's like a loose hot dog.
It's just a wiener.
Yeah, you just get ketchup on everyone.
Yeah.
I didn't want ketchup on my...
Yeah, you know what? Relish, you know what also is like really annoying is when like if you ever go to a hibachi restaurant and the guy pretends to squirt ketchup on you, but it's just a string, so you get scared for no reason.
Yeah.
You guys ever had that happen to you?
The thing with hibachi restaurants is it's the same thing every time.
I like it though.
I like it too. And the food's great. But amazing. Like you could only see like a flaming onion tower like so many times.
My brother we used to go and he would like when he was younger, he'd like be like, "Hey, could I have some ketchup?" And like the guy would be like, like knowing that it's like a joke, he'd be like, "Sure." And like so my brother would know the joke's coming, and then the guy would do it to him and he'd be like, "Ha ha."
A joke that just never gets.
Or they toss the egg up and they like catch it on the spatula and half crack it and then like do a heart and then they just mix in the rice and it's just like
my favorite's when they toss like the shrimp tails at the people behind them.
Yeah.
And, like hits them in the head.
Yeah. Or like they try to toss it in your mouth. Yeah. I forgot people can't see what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
But I think they got the point. You explained it well. Anyway.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Anything else that you guys want to mention? This little segment that we're having?
No.
No?
Should we bring one of the boys up here to give a little update on their life?
Yeah, go ahead. Lately? Go grab one of them.
Okay, well, welcome, Frizz, back to the podcast. First reoccurring guest on our podcast. How's it going, buddy?
Good. It's been a good start to the week so far.
Oh, yeah? What did you do?
Yeah, we just went and supported the women volleyball for their Pack the Hive night, and that was an interesting game, but yeah, boys were going.
You brought the electricity, eh?
Yeah. Marty had his dancing feet going, banging on the bleachers all game, so that was fun.
Somebody's got here, right?
Are you ready for Halloween this weekend, man?
Yep. We didn't really get much of a Halloween last year, so this will be a good one to make up for it.
What are you going as?
Going as Caesar, the Roman Emperor.
Caesar Salad?
I forget his last name.
Chris is going to be a crouton this year.
Caesar, like you're the owner of the palace of the casino.
Is he the one that invented Caesar dressing?
It must be.
Yeah. And that, did you know that place is made out of marbles?
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I know Alan goes there often in the hangover as well.
It sounded like you said amazing with an O. Amazing.
Okay. Yeah, so Caesar's Palace.
Have you been up to this semester?
How's the semester been doing?
Update the listeners. They've really only heard us talking less.
Yeah.
Yeah, the semester hasn't gone too bad. Usually afternoons off, but sucks waking up early and actually having to go to class. As Johnny says, it's not easy to lay in your bed all day and go to class. So yeah, but what about you guys? How's your semester going?
Are you for real?
No, it's going good, man. It's chugging along. It's hard to believe we're on week 7 already.
Is it only weeks? I thought it was
week eight. Yeah.
So we're over halfway through.
Yeah, that's crazy already.
That is nuts.
Taver had a little science experiment to do with me and Yelly's feet. So how's going?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Did this guy have the most fungus in his feet or what?
I haven't looked at samples, but I had to take foot samples of their bacteria after practice one day, and I swabbed their feet, and then we were growing the bacteria in the lab. And so, yeah, I don't know who had the most. They're both pretty similar.
I probably grew a Michelin tire.
Yeah, I might turn radioactive.
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of gremlins coming out of the science lab at school. We had
to quarantine Frizz's bacteria sample because they were just trying to get out of there.
New COVID 20.
They all go with a bottle of Jack Daniels. Yeah. Just going nuts.
Yeah, so, no, that's been going decent, but a lot of work to do before I have to present. But, yeah. So you going to the haunted ship? We were talking about that last week.
Yep, Thursday haunted ship in Duluth. It's supposed to be pretty scary, but
you're not scared, are you?
No, I'm usually pretty good with horror. My cousins forced me to watch horror movies at a very young age, so I built up a good tolerance.
So all that childhood trauma is
exactly.
How do you get forced really to watch a movie? Tables, like, can't you just close your eyes?
No, they put toothpicks in his eyelids and sat him in front of
bullets. And I'd have to sleep in the basement alone, and that'd be terrible. So
really,
I freaking hate horror movies.
Yeah. Don't get me anymore.
By the way, I'm coming with you, and so are these guys.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, you're coming, dude.
My mom actually listened to last week's episode, and she just texted me. She's like, "You have to go to the ship, Jordan." I'm like, "Okay,
I'll do it. Shout out, Nancy. Thank you so much for getting this guy to go.
I watched the Titanic movie like not too long, like last week, and not on a good like pace with ship. So I'm probably not gonna go.
No, the ship's stationary, dude.
Yeah, I know.
But don't worry, if that thing sinks, it's only going to go down like 10 feet. I'm not worried about it
sinking. I'm worried about getting my head sawed off and by a chainsaw with a 9-year-old operating it. Like last year. Who lets a 9-year-old operate a chainsaw at a haunted house?
Okay, dude, you're coming because it's going to make for a great episode because I'm sure all the listeners are going to want to hear about your experience.
I'll come for one thing and one thing only if you allow me to wear full knight armor inside. Actually, no, because then you can't move around.
You'll be the Bloodline Knight. I'll literally let you do whatever you want.
Really? okay, fine, I'll go.
Yes! Attaboy.
I'll lead the way. Although, last year I went to a haunted maze and...
was it amazing?
Something jumped out in front of Marty and he turned around and punched his forehead right to the nose.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so who says haunted houses aren't harmful to the human body?
By the way, I call dibs on being in the middle.
Yeah, the middle. Oh, the best
yeah. Place. Now you're not the tough guy anymore.
I didn't say I was a tough guy. I said I'm going, but I'm not going last, and I sure as shit ain't going first. Actually, I think last is probably the worst.
Oh yeah,
because like when someone's coming after you, like you're just done.
Yeah, they're taking your ankles and dragging you right in.
Yeah, see you boys.
Yeah, if I saw someone take the last person on our line, I'd just keep chugging. Yeah.
And then don't tell anyone in front of you. You just look back, go wide eyed, and be like,
I do like the Hunger Games thing. I'd be like,
yeah, you give them a peace sign and kiss it.
Yeah,
see ya.
Nice knowing you, buddy. You're one of them now.
I'll tell coach you're not making practice.
Yeah, we'll let coach know you won't be at practice tomorrow. I might not be able to go to practice on Friday if I have to go to this haunted house. I don't think I could. I'll probably be in my bed.
I might wear a diaper that day.
That's a good idea. We should go pick up some diapers.
It depends if you want to send us some stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We need that. Freaking Mort. Yeah. Okay, Frizz. We're gonna do a couple questions here. You're gonna be in on our question segment this week. Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. These are always the best.
Yeah, these are the best. Voice recording, so you never know what they are.
You never know what life is like, a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
But you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
But you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
I know that, Boris.
Okay, first question.
My question for you guys is, who in the group do you pick on the most, and why is it always Johnny?
See, this is what we were talking about earlier.
What are the odds of that we brought that
up? And that's actually crazy, because like we... literally don't listen to these unless we're recording.
Do we pick on you the most? I feel like we pick on Frizz a lot too.
We give it to Frizz quite a bit.
Or Yelly.
I think everyone, there's like certain like situations where it could just keep going.
I think everyone gets their fair share of choice words from the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just depends. Time and place.
Depends. Yeah. Diapers depends.
Yeah, no, I think we all give it to each other pretty equally. Except for me, I get it the worst on this podcast.
Yeah, that's all right though.
That's all right, we're thick skinned.
Okay, well, that was a good question, I guess, but yeah, it's not always Johnny. Second question.
If you could be any dinosaur, what would you be?
Velociraptor.
No.
Dinosaurs. I want some funny ones.
I know right away I'd be a pterodactyl, because flying around would just be amazing. And you get to eat fish.
Oh yeah,
that's the reason you're gonna eat fish.
You know, I'm pretty sure any other dinosaur could do that too,
but... yeah, you'd be a herbivore. You'd be a herbivore that eats meat because you're a fake vegan.
Frizz would open up the dinosaur deli. And just cook green onions for everyone.
I'm gonna go with the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
It's a classic.
Every 5-year-old's pick.
Yeah, what's yours then, Johnny? I bet you don't even know any other.
I'm gonna be a Charizard.
No, Velociraptor. Those things are sick. Being a raptor, just unreal.
Toronto Raptor.
Yeah, I got a basketball team named after me. Are you kidding me?
Hamilton Raptor.
Yeah, I don't know any dinosaurs.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
If I had to be a dinosaur, I would be a Triceratops. Oh,
those are kind of cool.
Yeah, they have the big head with the horns and stuff. They look like a rhino, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, I feel like that's kind of like what I would be like.
Sure.
You know, mess with the bull, you get the horns. All right. All right. Next question. Here we go.
Hey, guys. I hope you all are doing well. Given this weekend is Halloween, Wanted to see what your all's favorite costume was from your childhood that you wore for Halloween.
Oh, great question.
That is great, a good question, actually. Question. I was a pirate for like 4 years in a row when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I just loved being a pirate.
I was a vampire for literally my whole childhood.
Yeah.
Like literally
my I feel like everyone childhood. Has like one like costume that they just go with, yeah. like from their when they're like under like
six to like old. 12. Yeah. yeah.
I was my favorite one. I had a big, like, thick Sully from Monsters Inc. costume.
Oh yes!
When I was really young, and I wore that, and it was awesome. That's kept awesome. You warm.
I was Barney when I was like two. My mom put me in a Barney costume. Yeah. So I have a picture of it.
I was Simba when I was little. I had a lion costume.
Yeah,
just like it was just a generic lion costume, but I just thought it was Simba.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I went as a football player with a few of my other football teammates, so I didn't have to do too much.
So you guys just wore your uniforms?
Yeah. That's original. No, we wore our gear.
Yeah, your uniforms.
And yeah, we used to crush candy. We used to get the best houses, and
we probably the
everyone
kid.
Everyone knows the best houses. Oh, in your area.
Chris was the kid that would go to the house that leaves the bowl out and to empty the bowl into his bed.
Yeah, okay. It says take one, and he throws that sign in the bushes. Take no, the best too is like I grew up in a court, so like obviously
a, call, a tennis court.
A court.
What kind of tennis
like
court?
Like
grass. Sack? What?
What is a court?
A court.
Like a what cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Like
a circle?
It's like
a,
yeah.
Yeah, there's no
way. Okay, call it a cul-de-sac?
Yeah, cul-de-sac. Yeah.
I've never heard of a tennis court, no.
Okay, that's enough.
I actually have never heard that term.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anywho.
Court. Anywho, so we grew up in a court.
Say it right.
Yeah, court.
No.
Dude.
No, say
I'm
it.
Actually, I'm not going to say it because then say I would it. Say my address, so I'm not going to say that, but... no,
say
anyways,
it. Say the proper term before you continue.
Yeah, court. I've never heard someone call it a cul-de-sac.
Say that. Okay, you said it. Go ahead.
Okay, anyways,
got you to say it by the
so,
way.
That's just dumb.
You lose, I win,
guys. Anyways,
what was
but
it again?
All the families are like pretty close, and like obviously, like they know the young kids in there, so like you get like the big candy bars. Like,
oh,
when
yeah.
you go,
oh,
and, like,
yeah,
they set aside like special packages for like the kids who live there and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was like the best part.
What's your favorite chocolate bars?
Oh, that's tough. I'm a huge Kit Kat guy. Mm-hmm. Love Kit Kat.
I like
Kat.
Just OG yeah. Kit Kat, or do you like those crunchy flavors?
If you get like a big Kit Kat Crunch bar, like those are, that's a pretty cool treat to get on Halloween.
Like O. Henry's too.
Tyler. Yeah, O. Henry's, O. Henry's are
Canadian. Canadian Mars, like Snickers.
Mars are good too.
Mars bars are good.
Yeah. Coffee Crisp are all right.
Yeah.
I don't mind those.
Yeah, they are. Right.
I would never buy, I would never buy a Coffee Crisp, but I'd eat it.
Yeah, if someone gave me one, sure.
Johnny lived in a court when he was younger. I lived in a field. Marty lived in an arena.
Marty lived under the bleachers.
Yeah, mine was my address was 123 Arena Street, tennis court, basketball.
Tennis court avenue. Frizz, where'd you grow up?
I grew up on a row.
A boat row?
Yeah, a row.
Rolling boat?
A row of houses?
Something row, 51 something row. On the Red River in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm sure people can narrow that down to where you live, but yeah.
Sweet. Did what was the question?
What was your favorite chocolate bar?
Oh yeah.
Mine? Oh, I honestly like Smarties a lot.
Oh yeah.
That's like those a are big Canadian, old handful. Right?
Yeah, you have to explain. So American Smarties are like the hard candies. Yeah, we call them rockets.
Yeah.
And then what? So yeah. And then
you know, the
Canadians,
Rockets, those are called Smarties in the U.S.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. And then so, but that. Canadian Smarties are like little chocolates. They look like M&Ms.
Bigger M&Ms.
Yeah.
Bigger, better M&Ms.
I do like Smarties better than M&Ms.
Yeah. I didn't know that because like my family sent me like a care package and they had Smarties in them. Mm-hmm. And I said like, hey, you guys want Smarties? And I handed them the chocolate. They're like, what the hell is this? Like,
yeah, that's true. Okay, next question.
What are your Chipotle orders?
Oh, okay.
Steak burrito.
Okay. Give us everything that goes in it.
Yeah.
A bowl or a burrito?
Burrito.
Really?
Yeah, and then you just run through the garden, guac, sour cream. Yeah,
get the works.
Yep.
I'm going a burrito bowl with a burrito on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting chicken, white rice, no beans, so I asked for extra rice instead of the beans. Peppers, pico, sour cream, lettuce, chips, guac. I think that's everything. And the hot salsa.
What about queso?
And queso if they have it. Does Chipotle have queso?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm not paying extra for it.
No.
No. But you're paying extra for guac?
I'll pay extra for guac. 1,000%. You need it.
Yeah.
Just makes it.
Yeah.
Who's yeah. next?
I go steak burrito bowl with rice, black beans, veggies, lettuce, cheese, salsa, sour cream, guac, and then I get a tortilla on the side.
You have to.
Yeah. And yeah. a cup of water that I fill up with lemonade.
Yes. Always got to get the water cup that never has any water in it.
Yeah.
I just do the burrito bowl, light rice, and then I pretty much get everything else available.
It's not Starbucks. You don't get light rice.
Just a little bit of rice.
Really?
Yeah.
Light rice.
What kind of beans do you guys get?
Black. I like the black. I don't like the mushy ones.
Yeah, the mushy beans.
Refried.
I actually beans. Don't mind refried beans.
Yeah, on like nachos, I don't mind them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next question. I don't know if this is from this week or last week.
Hey guys, I hope you're having a great Tuesday. My question is, out of all the guys, who's the first person you go to when you need advice?
Oh, that's a good question.
Good question.
Depends on what the advice is for.
Depends on what it's for, but there's been like multiple times where we're just all chilling and then someone will bring up something that's either bugging them or something that's going on in their life and just say in front of like, I don't know, five or six of us.
Like
a house thing.
Yeah.
Like a group thing. Yeah. But yeah.
I'd say
more of a group thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I'm going for like business advice and I talk to Dave.
Yeah.
Yep. If you need finance help. If you need finance help, you just go see Uncle David. He'll set you up
in his office.
Yeah. You have to book an appointment though.
Yeah. Wear earplugs.
Kiss Mort 3 times.
Yeah, before you go into his room, you have to rub Mort's belly.
Yeah.
All right. Next question.
Hey guys. Okay. What is the best and worst Halloween candy?
Okay, well, we kind of covered this a bit.
Well, the worst is candy corn.
Yep.
That is just awful. Yeah. Or those like hard pumpkin candies. Have you guys had those? Those are terrible.
No.
I think the worst Halloween candy is when the people give you toothpaste, toothbrushes.
Or a juice box.
Yeah. Or you get an apple.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks for the fruit. Like you get any other day of the year.
Thanks for the spirit of the Halloween where I want junk food.
Yeah, seriously.
Do you guys ever like hide it from your siblings? When you were kids, like your Halloween candy when you get back?
Under the bed.
No,
yeah.
My parents. No, we used to dump it in the middle of the living room table and then everyone just died.
Oh, my brother would have full out wars.
Yeah, I'd steal my brother's stuff.
But it depends like what it is. There's like something in your bag that like you really want. Like you say like, okay, like that's exclusive. Like that's
this.
Mine. Yeah. But everything else is just free game. And then eventually it just goes into a bowl and chills.
Yeah, what happens in my family is you come home and you all put it in a big bowl. And then normally my dad eats most of it. That's back when I trick-or-treated like last year and the year before. But I think I'm too old to trick-or-treat now.
What you think 24 is pushing it?
Yeah.
What do you guys use as like the...
Pillowcase.
Yeah, pillowcase.
That way if someone tried to take your candy, you can whip your pillowcase at them.
And so it's huge. Like you can't use one of those like buckets you buy at the dollar store. Yeah, like, then you're done after four
fake
houses.
Fake TV stuff. No one uses those.
Yeah.
Don't waste your money on that stuff.
Be a real kid.
Okay. Last question.
Wait. What movie are you going to see?
Phantom.
Oh, okay.
Holy.
Ready?
Hey guys, I thought I'd switch it up a bit and do a this or that segment. I have 9 questions, and I'll give you a few seconds in between for y'all to say your answers.
Oh,
you can only pick one.
Okay.
Let's get started.
Let's.
DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Pancakes.
Favorite Halloween candy between chocolate, chips, or sweets?
Oh, sweets.
Chips.
Pool or hot tub?
Hot tub.
Neither.
Hot tub.
Sweet or sour?
Sour.
Minty gum, fruity gum?
Minty.
Fruity.
Eat in or dine out?
Dine out.
Dine out.
Morning dove or night owl?
Night owl.
Night owl.
And finally, toilet paper roll. Over or under?
Over.
Under.
Scrunch.
We will have to. We will have last one. Toilet roll holders in this house.
Yeah, whoever replaced it last, that's how it's gonna be.
yeah, that would be.
And that's if the guys replace it.
Hold it. Or we don't have the holders in our house. So, anyways, thanks Frizz for coming on.
Thanks guys.
Enjoy your movie.
Keep rocking it.
All right, thanks.
I would like to say that Mort eats all of Ollie's food and he's getting very large.
What a way to end it.
What a rivalry between the cat dads.
Oh God. Okay. Yeah. That was a good, I like that kind of rapid fire kind of type question at the end.
That. Yeah, that was interesting actually.
Good idea.
Did you guys take that personality test that we were talking about last week?
I tried to, but I didn't get all the way through it. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I thought you got your results.
You had to pay for your results. Yeah. So.
No, but it shows you like a little bit, right? Like I didn't pay for it, but like I saw like I got a 3 on it.
Yeah, I couldn't read like the rest of it, so I don't.
Yeah. Mine said I got a 3, whatever that means.
Oh, okay.
You're a 3 out of 100.
I didn't.
Thanks.
Maybe we'll figure it out. I'm a 3 out of 10. How to do thanks. It? Hopefully, we'll get decent results.
Yeah, if there's like a free one where you can see your results without paying $20 for results, let us know what website.
And it said the results. There's 19 pages of results. I was like, even if I paid for that, or even if that was free, not reading that.
Yeah. I don't read 19 pages.
Well, that just shows what type of person you are.
Yeah, and you'll find that on page 18.
I'm like a 1 to 2 page type guy, like attention span wise.
No, I just want like 5 sentences just to tell me whether I'm a good person or not.
You are a good person.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode number 20 of the No Bad Days podcast. Thank you, everyone, as always, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Marty.
Cheers, fellas. We'll see you later.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.